From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, March 2nd at 8:55, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are lower, really, here to start the first trading day of a new month as we quickly have moved to March, which is maybe somewhat hard to believe that we're here already, but markets have moved lower. Did open up a little higher overnight with the strength in the energy markets due to the conflict in Iran, but prices have moved lower here this morning as not expecting a lot of concern on movement for grains and oil seeds here this morning. So a little profit taking after soybeans had reached kind of overbought levels here after the recent rally last week. The dollar is also sharply higher, so that's causing a little bit of a limitation to the grain markets as well here this morning. Equities are lower. Otherwise, it's a pretty standard week for fundamental news. We'll have export inspections out this morning. We'll have grain crushings and oilseed crushings monthly data for January out here after the close. So we'll see if there's anything new in there. Continuing to watch a couple things here this morning, a little bit of mention of Argentina thinking about lowering export taxes. Again, no confirmation of that yet, but something we're going to continue to keep an eye on. I know this morning, and of course, conversations with China continue to be ongoing as the trade awaits for any new interest from China, especially on soybeans. Bean oil market continues to be sharply higher this morning, did gap higher in the opening last night as obviously following crude here this morning, but also optimism with new RVOs expected to be released here sometime this month. A little bit of concern about some wet weather in northern Brazil, but the rest of the country looks pretty decent. Harvest continues to be all going there, and corn crop planting as well. So continue to watch the unrest in the Middle East, but for the most part, a pretty standard week in terms of actual grain news here this morning. As for prices, May corn at 444, down 4.5. July corn at 453, down 3. December corn at 468, that's down 1.5. May soybeans 1161.5, down 9.25. July at 1175, down 7.75. November soybeans 1126.25, that's down 2 cents. May Chicago wheat 580.5, down 11. July at 588.5, down 10.25. May Kansas City wheat at 576, down 4.5. Livestock markets on cattle and live cattle and feeder cattle opened sharply lower, but have come back here a little bit here this morning. April cattle 231.72, down 50. June's at 228.25, that's down 90. March feeders 354.07, down 135. April 349.60, down 160. April hogs 95.82, that's up 10. May hogs at 100.27, that's up 15. March will be an important month here for balance sheets for the next crop year. Of course, we'll have on March 10th, we'll have supply demand, which typically is a pretty benign report. Not expecting a whole lot of change there, but we will have acres and quarterly stocks out of the end of the month on March 31st. Trade at this point is expecting lower corn acres and higher bean acres. Question will be how much we see printed there in that prospective plantings report at the end of March. We did get the final spring insurance prices set there on Friday, so that'll continue to offer some conversation here on what acres may turn out to be here as the month goes on. So pretty quiet in terms of news for specifically for grains here to start the month, but that'll change here as the month goes on here, Kimberly.
Thanks, Aaron. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.